The ultimate solution. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This year's May Day marches were smaller than last year's, in part because undocumented immigrants are themselves not sure what to do next. And the Americans who employ them are confused, too. I talk with Ken, who thinks illegal immigration is wrong, but he runs a construction company.
We have very little choice.
He says he has to hire them because his competition hires them.
But I'm forced into basically breaking the law.
But why are you forced to break the law? There must be some point that you could raise salaries too.
You would think so, but I think there is really a deficiency in the amount of available that really want to work there.
What he's saying is that people who are born here are lazy compared to those who purposely come here.
I'm not comfortable doing anything illegal. I try to run a clean business, but on the other hand, that is the labor force.
But it doesn't have to be. If undocumented immigrants want to do something that would really bring the issue to a head, take a page from the Old Testament. On Tuesday, I saw signs that read, "Stop enslaving us." Well, when the Jews got tired of being enslaved by Egypt, they didn't demonstrate, they up and left. What did the Egyptians do? Chased them, because they needed them. They needed them so bad, I bet they'd have agreed to pay a reasonable family wage had the Red Sea not ended the negotiations. But as much as he hates illegal immigration, Ken hates my idea even more.
That'd be disastrous. Basically, construction would stop.
Yes, the only thing worse than the threat of more illegals coming north would be the threat of millions of young, strong, reliable construction workers heading south. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.